Thank you for calling Crafty Video Membership. My name is Joe. May I please have your email address?
This is under QWHELLOKITTY@gmail.com.
Did you say Q as in quiet, ma'am?
Yes.
And then W as in window, then HelloKitty@gmail.com?
Yes.
All right, thank you for that. All right, ma'am, could you verify the name and the address for me?
The name is Kiana Willett, 8830 Chestnut Court, White Plains, Maryland.
All right, and what is the zip code?
Account number? Actually, I don't know the zip code because I'm calling. I bought this as a gift for Kiana.
Okay, what is the address again?
8830 Chestnut Court, White Plains, New York. White Plains, Maryland.
All right, thank you.
I have
the
account number.
So I appreciate it. I found the membership. It looks like the membership is active. It won't expire until January the 11th, 2022, that you paid $7 for. How can I help you?
Yeah. Well, I can't get into any of the courses. It only gives, like, the introduction, you know, but when you try and get into the actual 30-minute course or whatever, I can't log on.
All right, ma'am. It looks like that it is two accounts associated with this email address.
Oh, okay. So.
And that may be the reason why. Hold on one moment. It's two accounts.
Yeah.
Yeah, one was a free membership. And
okay. Yeah,
one...
that's the old one. Yeah. Okay. But the new full one is the one that I'm trying to get into. So it's probably sending me to the free membership one.
Yeah, I think so. Hold on one moment. All right, give me one moment, ma'am. One of these we need to remove. Do you have any classes up under the old account, ma'am?
I'm not sure. I could find out for sure and call back if it makes it easier.
No, I can check for you. Give me one moment. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it'll do it for me or not, because I don't know which account is going to pull up, because this is account under two.
With the account number, if I give you the account number for the new one, would that help?
No, I have the account number for both of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, I do see one class, Pattern Making Basics, the Bow Dye Slopper. I do see that. And it says that you don't even have an active membership. See, this is for your old class.
That's for the old one. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me ask my supervisor a question. Give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
All right, just a moment. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see here. All right, just a moment, just waiting. Do you have another email address, ma'am, that you could possibly use, or you don't have another one?
What you mean use for the
Well, I don't know if that'll work either, because I'm trying to find a way to get rid of the old one. So if we change the email address, then it's just going to get rid of the old one. But it is, you can't get into the new one. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Yeah. Give me one moment, ma'am. I'm trying to figure out what do I need to do.
Okay.
All right, just a moment. All right, let's see here. I'm just waiting on a response, ma'am. I do apologize for the wait.
That's okay. That's okay.
All right, let me see if I can. Is he here? I'm just sort of waiting on somebody to respond. All right, give me one moment. All right, ma'am. They're just telling me what to do, so just bear with me, okay?
Okay.
I do apologize for the wait.
The furniture is all
courtesy. All right, let's see here. We may have to merge these accounts. We may have to. All right, let's see here. All right, so let me check. All right, let me check something else again. Okay. Hold on one moment, man. Let me.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't supposed to let you sign up with the same email address. I don't know how it managed to do that. Hold on one moment. All right, just a moment, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. So, ma'am, it looks like, do you have another email address?
What happened was this was a gift. So they didn't have my original email, so it was signed up in another email. Then when they gave me the gift, they it was supposed to be switched over to my original email so I could access it. So, I mean, if there's a problem, I guess I could still use the original email.
Yeah, which
address.
SWI.
Yeah. LL.
Yes, I happened to find that one.
Mm-hmm. That's the one that was signed up for me because they didn't have my email address. But once I once they presented me with the, well, it's like a gift certificate, supposedly, I called up and supposedly the lady said it was all right and she would switch it to my.
Okay, my, so the SW, that's not your email address.
That was the email address that was used to buy me the subscription.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it was a gift for you.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay. I'm trying to figure out how we're going to solve the problem. Give me one moment, ma'am.
I mean, if it's going to be a real big hassle, I guess I could still use, I didn't want to use the other person's email, but if I can just use, if it's only to sign into my account, then I'll just ask them, can I still do that?
Well, I mean, you can, but I know you sort of probably want to use your own email address.
Yeah.
So, let's see what I'm going to do. Give me, I'm trying to think the best way to do this. Well, okay, well, this is something else that I can do, ma'am. I can give you your user's name, which is, who is Q-U-I-A-N-A? Who is that? That's you, right?
That's my username. Mm-hmm.
So that's how you can sign in. You can sign in with Q-U-I-A-N-A dot W-I-L-L-E-T-T. You can sign. Do you have your password for this particular account, or you don't have it?
For the new account, yes.
Okay, see, can you sign in, ma'am? And I want you to sign in with Q-U-I-A-N-A dot W-I-L-L-E-T-T and then put in your password and see if it would allow you to sign in.
Okay, the problem is I'm not at a computer right now. That's the only trouble. So,
I'm going to see if I can sign in for you. If I sign in for you, I'm going to have to change your password, but I'll give it to you, okay? It'll be easy.
Okay, all right.
So I'm just going to see if it's going to allow me to get in with the password.
Okay.
That I'm going to change it to.
Okay.
And it should. Okay. Because I know you probably don't want two accounts. I mean, I wouldn't want two either, so.
No.
But just give me one moment. Let's see.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to do that. Then I'm going to put in. 1, 2, 3. Okay, so now let me sign in using your user's name, Q-U-I-A-N
dot
A dot W-I-L-L. Mm-hmm. And then the password I chose for you is ABC123.
A lowercase?
All lowercase.
Okay, A, B, C, 1, 2, 3. Okay.
So this is what I'm going to do, though. I'm going to still merge these accounts so that you don't have. So this is what I'm going to do, okay? I'm going to put in a request to merge your accounts together.
Okay.
In the meanwhile, you'll still be able to log in. Now, as of right now, you don't have any classes on the Q-U-I-A-N-A dot. Wallet.com, but once I merge these two together, you know, that one class that you had on the other one, is going to be on this one. Okay. Then once I do that, once we merge these accounts together, you can give us a call back, and then we'll change it. We'll change your email back to qwhellokitty@gmail.com. Does that make sense, what I just said? I know it was a lot, probably.
Okay, so say that one more time. You merge the accounts.
Okay, basically, as of right now, we're going to get rid of the HelloKitty@gmail.com because I'm going to merge them together. But once they merge them together, give us a call back. And then we can change it back to Hello Kitty, because right now your email is not Hello Kitty. It is.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
So let me see.
Right now the email is the swillet20. That's what you're saying?
That's what it is right now.
Okay.
But you can sign in with Q-U-I-A-N-A dot W-I-L-L-E-T-T, and then put in your password, ABC123, all lowercase. That'll get you into your gift membership.
Okay.
Could you said it was a gift.
Uh-huh.
And then the other one, the QW Hello Kitty at gmail.com, that one has a class on there that you paid for.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to merge that class into the new one.
Okay.
And then you give us a call back. Now once you give us a call back, let us know that you want to change the email, because really the email is not changed. It didn't get changed the correct way.
Okay.
If that makes sense. I know that was a lot.
It makes sense, but I don't see why I have to call back. Why can't you do it without me calling back?
Well, see, the thing about it is I can put in the record. See, once I merge, what I can do, because see, right now your email is not the Hello Kitty. It's the one that your friend made up for you.
Yeah, okay.
But in order for me to change your email address, we have to have your permission. And I know you give me permission now, but, you know, we can just do it all at one time.
Mm-hmm.
You know why you're on the phone.
Yeah.
Let me try something else. Hold on one moment.
Okay. All right.
So let me do that. Because now when I put that in, see what it was? Mm-hmm. Your email address, I believe you called to change the email address, but that change didn't go through.
Oh, yeah. I did. What happened.
See, and the reason why it didn't go through was because you already had an account with qwhellokid@gmail.com. So technically,
okay.
The email is still swillett20@gmail.com. Because,
mm-hmm.
see, uh-huh. it won't let us update it if you already have an active account.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. So,
yeah,
what I'm going to do, I'm going to merge. I'm going to put on the dock to merge mm-hmm. these accounts together.
Okay.
So right now we want it to be, hold on one moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is just. So right now you want it to be, you want everything to be on swillett20@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Give me one moment. Merging account.
Okay.
Let me put that there.
Okay.
And then this, it says primary account number, customer wants everything moved to. You want everything moved to this account.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then it says secondary account number customer does not want to use anymore. And then you don't want to use this one anymore, which is the 304-8582. Okay. Put that there. And today's the 9th. And then we'll say merge account. So we're going to merge these accounts together. Mm-hmm. And it's going to take about 3 to 5 days. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So now this is what I want you to do, ma'am. Whenever you log into, because now if you log into QUIANA.WILLETT, if you log into that account, you're not going to see that one class that you bought. But whenever you log into that account and then you see that one class that you bought on the other account, give us a call back.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would change the email. As a matter of fact, I wish you would ask for me, ma'am, because I'm familiar with this account. Because this is, I mean, it's sort of confusing.
Confusing, yeah.
I mean, it's sort of confusion. So if you could just ask for me, my name is Joe, and I'd be more than happy. And I'm aware of the situation.
Okay.
And then I know that you want to change this email address. Because when we get done, your email address is going to be back to QWHelloKitty@gmail.com.
Right.
And then that one class that you bought going to be up under this email address too.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so let me put notes here. All right. It's going to be phone, customer summary. Okay, merge. Merge this. Where am I going to do the other one? We're going to say merge. We're going to say merge. This mm-hmm. account. Okay, man. Get this account number. And then we're going to do that. Okay, give me one moment. And phone. And then support. We're not. Customer service. Merge this account with so we're gonna merge this account with this account, okay? All right, ma'am. So I got notes on the account, and ma'am, would just please ask for me when you call back. My name is Joe, because okay. I know what's going on. Yeah. And like okay. I said, now whenever you can sign when you sign in. When you sign in your new account, make okay. sure you put in QUIANA.WILLETT and your password is all lowercase ABC123. Okay. Whenever you see that class on that account, then mm-hmm. you will know that these accounts have been merged. Then give okay. us a call back and then we'll change the email address.
Okay.
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 All right, ma'am. Anything else I can do for you?
Okay, now let me just make sure I got this right. Mm-hmm. I log in at QUIANA.Willett.
Mm-hmm.
That's the username.
That's the username.
Mm-hmm. The password would be ABC123.
Yeah, but now on the website, it's going to say enter. It's going to say email address. Don't worry about it. About that, the QUIANA.WILLETT. Put that for the email address. Don't
okay.
put .com or nothing. Just put it like that. QUIANA.WILLETT. And then for your password, put in all lowercase ABC123.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Whenever you log into that, and it'll be an icon. It's going to say classes because right now it's not going to say classes because you don't have any. But uh-huh. once we merge this account on your account dashboard, it's going to uh-huh. say classes. And that's okay. when you give us a call back, and that's uh-huh. when we will change your email back to qwhellokitty@gmail.com. Okay.
Okay. Now, how long should I wait for that? I mean, whenever
you log in and you see that icon okay. that say classes, that means okay. at that time you'll know that the account has been merged together.
Okay, so I'll try tonight and see what happens. Is there a special time to call back for you, or?
Well, now I will tell you this much. Now I won't be here Thursday or Friday.
Oof.
So, yeah, I won't be here Thursday or Friday. But now it doesn't necessarily have to be me. It doesn't have to be me, but you have to let them know that in order to find your account, they're going to have to put in QUIANA.WILLETT. They're going to have to put that in WordPress. Write all this information down in case I don't be here.
Yeah, I am. What time are you there till tonight, if I can do it tonight?
Well, now I get off at 6, but we close at 5. So, but I get off at 6.
Tomorrow's Wednesday. You'll be here tomorrow, right?
Oh, yeah, I will be here tomorrow. But it normally takes 3 to 5 days for this to happen, though.
Oh, I see.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
But now, like I said, if the Lord's will, I'll be ready here Monday. In the meanwhile, but like I said, you're still going to be able to log in.
Okay.
As long as you log in using the QUIANA, you'll be able to log in. You'll be able to see your classes. The only thing that I'm going to do for you is just update your email address.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So it's not like you won't be able to log in because you will. But I just wish that I wish I could be here to do it because I know what's going on with it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So if you can wait until Monday, I would really appreciate it.
Ready some money to change everything, but meanwhile I can log in using.
Yes, ma'am. You're gonna log in just fine, and you're gonna see your one class. You're gonna, but your email address just won't be updated. But you'll still be able to log in. And then Monday, okay. I know it'll be done by Monday, and then I can be able to change it for you.
Okay, that's good. That's what we'll do then.
All right, ma'am. I'm sorry that it took so long, but we finally got it.
Okay.
All right. Anything else I can do for you?
No, that's it. So when I call back on Monday, make sure I ask for Joe. That's it.
My name is Joe, and tell him to please transfer the call to me.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. You're welcome. If there's nothing else, thank you for calling Crafty Video Membership. You have yourself a great day, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.